Yes, thank you for tuning in. This is episode one of Wisdom of a Poet podcast. My name is John Costello. Sometimes people call me JC. Other people call me Brother John. I personally have picked up the nickname John the Lesser, and I will discuss that in full detail in a further podcast coming along. But for today, the whole premise of today's podcast is just an introduction and just to touch base with my listeners and thank you so much for listening and just so you get a better idea of who you are listening to. Now, with all that being said, it's time I reintroduce myself. So, I was originally born in Tegucigalpa, Honduras, which is a third world country located in Central America. It borders Nicaragua as well as Guatemala, I believe. Now, I was adopted, so I haven't been there. I wish. I heard it's beautiful. I used to want to go just for the women, but I'm married now. I have two kids, so it's just going to be sightseeing, not of women, just of the actual place. Believe me. But yep, I was born in 1992. I was adopted to a lovely woman named Margaret in upstate New York, and well, my journey has begun since then. And may I say that by the grace of God Almighty, I have been able to experience life. And I say that with a smile, even though I know that I've done some really dumb things and some things I shouldn't have done. But like I said, by the grace of God, I'm standing here strong and 26 years old. I won't gonna lie, I feel about 600 years old. But there's nothing wrong with that because I've definitely been able to live enough to, turn around and teach people who are of my age, who are around, 26 or younger or even a little bit older, who look at the world and they truly don't really understand what's going on, or they feel like they know what's going on, but really have no idea. And if that's one of you, then, that's more than okay. It really is. And even if you disagree with what I am going to say, that's okay. Because the number one thing that people need to realize is that reality in itself, now I'm talking about reality, is, I almost don't even know how to put this, but reality is one of the things that is different for everybody, but is still labeled reality. What is real for me may not be real for you. What is real for you may not be real for me. Now, I say this as in terms of, other things besides government or, institutions that belong in this world. Now, you can say, there is a government, obviously, yes. There is the United States government. Now, if you were to say that you are a slave to the government or you are chained to the society, that may be your reality, but it is not mine. And I will go into further detail in a further podcast of how you can really create your own freedom, true freedom. And this isn't, moving to Mars. This isn't moving to the moon. This isn't being a hermit. This isn't avoiding your taxes. No. This is embracing what is God-given. Let me repeat that one more time. God-given. Because look around. Everything you see is God-given. All that green grass, that was from God. If you see houses, God made man. Man made that house. God-given talents. And believe me, I will teach you how to use your God-given talents to not only bring out the best in you, but to bring out the best in others. And in doing that, you will build your own community within the already existing structures of this world. And your networking, you alone are going to be your own government. And I will definitely go into further details about that later. I know that, you know, today I'm trying to keep it super light. I'm trying to keep it fresh. I definitely want, you know, to build interest so you guys come back. So you guys do come back and listen. And, you know, it's been about 5 minutes already, and I just want to say thank you for anyone who is listening. And believe me, don't overthink this podcast. This is going to be practical knowledge that I'm going to turn into wisdom for you. Because that's what wisdom is. It's true practical knowledge. I do not care if you are a Ivy League educated professor and you graduated and now you teach kids astronomy or chemistry or biology. Believe me, you can still learn some things. And I'm sure I could learn way more from you in biology or chemistry, but you will be listening to a humble student talk about his life experiences in a very relatable way, in which I will tell you how you can relate to it, and then how the things at force at play, you know, I do like feedback as well. So if you are in a similar situation and, you know, you have your own personal feedback that you would like to share, you know, feel free to give me an email at wisdomofapoet@gmail.com. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions, go over any concerns, cover any topics. You know, right now I have just going in on my first episode, episode one. It's an intro. I realistically will probably have about 3 or 4 more introduction episodes. Hope you can bear with me. And then we're going to go right into the good stuff. We're going to have a 2 or 3 part series on success. What you think success is. What success is. And how some people's idea of success are... How do I say this? I wouldn't say wrong, but I would say misguided, misshaped, and that may be why, you know, so many of your guys' lives are feeling unfulfilled or unsatisfied. And it's truly because of your goals. And believe me, I will be going in a whole nother podcast about my own goals, about what I think success is, how I find success, and what I do to get the success. And believe me, this is a huge opportunity for me because speaking is like thinking for me. And thinking is all I do. I have undiagnosed ADHD, and right now I'm thinking about 15 other things while I'm talking. So this is a huge opportunity for me to, one, utilize my voice as well as give back, because truly I have been so blessed, and that's what this whole thing is about. It's truly about giving back. I don't want any money. I don't need any money. I truly don't. I want to give you, you know, free wisdom, and this wisdom is practical knowledge. It is true wisdom. I haven't experienced life to just sit on my butt and just keep all this knowledge to myself. No. I am a writer. I am unemployed. But in doing so, I have this freedom to give, to produce, to find these successes in order to better my network, to encourage my community, and to bring insight to all those who listen. Because I want you to feel as wonderful as I do. And I know that sounds, you know, really silly, but I am essentially, I've already reaped so that you can sow. I'm going to be talking about positive experiences, negative experiences, and everything in between. And if anybody would like to contact me and share their experiences, I will be more than happy to share with everybody else, keep you anonymous, And that's what this whole thing is about. You know, life is about relationships. It's about understanding what's going on. And it's about being able to think for yourself and to make decisions, the right decisions, that will make tomorrow not necessarily easier, but doing today what will prepare you for tomorrow. And with that, I believe I will wrap this first episode up. I thank you and wish that Almighty God blesses you, everyone who listens. If you haven't listened yet, I hope that, you know, next episode, maybe a few episodes from now, you will tune in and hopefully you become hooked, because aside from this first couple episodes, I will be dropping tons of knowledge and letting you apply this knowledge into practical wisdom. Believe me, this podcast, I want to benefit you, and I will not make it a waste of your time. Thank you very much. God bless.